With me today is CEO and co-founder of Street, Rebecca Scott, and we're going to talk about a different way of purchasing your meal and somehow giving it back. Good day, Rebecca.
Hi, thanks for the invitation to come on the program.
Thanks for your time. Street, S-T-R-E-A-T, a different kind of cafe, if we may call it.
It is, yes, indeed.
When or and where did that idea come from?
Oh, look, it actually is an idea that's been taken from lots and lots of places. It's kind of inspired by many other people who are doing great things from around the world. So the first time I ever came across a social enterprise cafe was in 2004 when I was doing some volunteer work in Hanoi in Vietnam. I stumbled across a social enterprise there, and it was only as I ordered my rice paper rolls and tamarind sauce, you know, sitting at the table, that I read this little postcard that was on the table, and it talked all about it being, you know, a cafe and an organisation that was there to give homeless young people job and training opportunities in hospitality. So it just blew my mind. I sat there crying into my rice paper rolls after I'd spoken to the young person who had served me, and for me it was just this moment of epiphany, realising, wow, you can even make meals and run cafes to stop an issue like homelessness.
Do you remember the first day you opened here at Federation Square?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, look, it felt like so many years in the making. You know, we had that first meal and inspiration kind of in 2004, but we didn't open at Federation Square until March 2010. So, you know, quite a few years it was in the making for, and that was a combination of, you know, a couple of years of working back with that organisation I'd originally discovered in 2004. So I worked for them for a couple of years, then started dreaming about, oh, imagine if you could, you know, build something in Australia. But, you know, we were living in Canberra, and, you know, my background isn't in hospitality. I'm a plant biologist and science communicator by training. So
wow, it's a long way.
Yeah, and in Canberra, you know, we knew no one in Melbourne, no family here, but we knew that Canberra was too small to build Street. So we were really weighing up, you know, should we build it in Sydney? Should we build it in Melbourne? It, you know, certainly had to be a big city, because we knew that we wanted to build something that could scale over time.
And you picked a good place.
Look, in hindsight, I am so glad that we chose Melbourne. I think a combination of things for Melbourne, you know, obviously a very passionate food scene here, lots and lots of youth homelessness, unfortunately. But also, Melbourne really is the capital of social enterprise in Australia. You know, there's a lot more people doing this stuff. So it meant that we could learn from amazing people and be inspired by, you know, a great bunch of peers.
And you started this when pop-up restaurants or pop-up shops were still in its infancy, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think there was like one food truck and only a small number of us operating with, you know, food carts and things around the city of Melbourne. There were, you know, there were only a couple of street trading licenses that were out there. So, it was quite early. You know, I've always been surprised that as such a multicultural city, you know, we haven't brought that street food culture to this city as well. And some of it's kind of food regulations, and
yes,
it's a lot harder to do here, what I've seen in places all around the world. But you can do an enormous amount on the streets, and it's always, I think, a really vibrant place to eat and engage people.
And since then, I think you've helped like 100 a year.
Well, we work with over 150 young people now. So we haven't worked with 100 a year since we started. We've grown gradually. That first year it was 9 kids. I think the next year was something like 20 kids. So each year it's just kind of crept up and crept up as we've grown our businesses. We now look really different as an organisation as we did when you first saw us, you know, at Federation Square with that little first food cart. You know, where we've got proper cafes now. We're quite a different looking organization. We're not out on the streets. We're inside, and we've scaled. We always hoped we could scale, and that was just trying to help as many kids as we could. There are
thousands. Do you train them? And
yeah, that's exactly what we do. Yeah, so we've got most of our young people for around 6 months, say, And in the time that they're with us, they'll be training. Normally, they'll be getting a certificate too in hospitality, and then they'll be working across all of our different businesses. So we don't just have cafes now. We also have a coffee roastery. We have a catering company. And in a couple of weeks, we start an artisan bakery as well. So we've got quite a range of different food service businesses that are all of the locations where our young people get to do their work and their kind of training. So those young people, we're working with them to sort out their housing issues, their mental health, and maybe, you know, quite often their drug and alcohol issues.
Yeah. And food's a great way.
Food's a great way. You know, the thing that I love about food is, I mean, everyone needs it, so it's, you know, it's clearly nourishing.
And it's got a healing power to it, doesn't it?
It totally does. There's something very special about being in a nice, warm kitchen, you know, just making stuff. And for lots of the young people that come to us, you know, they've dropped out at school really early. So school has often been a really hard place to be. Learning environments haven't been positive. What we do really is in our community, we're trying to find the most marginalised, most disadvantaged young people and say, we think you've got phenomenal potential. We know you've got some barriers in the way, but we're going to work those out together. And in the meantime, we're going to get you skills and get you work and
just giving them employment and keeping them off the streets. It's empowering them to take hold of the future.
Look, I think that's exactly right. The thing that we've learned, I guess, over, you know, so we've worked with 450 young people now, but what's become more and more clear to me, I guess, over that time is that they don't just value us stopping their housing instability or giving, you know, or us.
It's not a band-aid kind of solution.
No, what they, you know, the thing that's precious to them particularly is the fact that they've got somewhere where they belong, but also that kind of sense of self-pride and confidence. You know, often our young people have had a really, really tough time for a long, long time, and they're just lacking no confidence. So, you know, I remember one young man saying to me one day, what I love about Street is you believe in me even when I don't believe in me. We see a young person and go, my God, you can do amazing things even if you don't see it yourself yet.
Have you been in touch with the first 9 young people you've worked with?
Absolutely. One of them was in visiting me just yesterday. He's a young man who's now studying at university and now works at Fonda Mexican restaurants here in the city.
Wow.
So, yeah, we
must
have lots of contacts.
Pretty amazing and emotional.
Oh, look, he's a young man who was sleeping rough in Flagstaff Gardens on Latrobe Street. You know, he'd come to us with huge amount of issues that he was juggling. Life had just dealt him some really awful stuff that no teenager should ever have to kind of overcome. And I remember him one day telling me that he used to try and get food out of the bins and go to also some kind of soup kitchen stuff and get some bread. And there was a possum that lived in the park, and he used to feed the possum every night because it was, at least he felt like he had contact with another being. Now in his 20s, whose, you know, life is just, yeah, doing fantastically for him. He's continued to have some ups and downs, but he's just in an absolutely amazing space now, off at uni studying youth work.
And you're building a bigger house, a bigger home.
Holy smoke. You should see our new home. It's unbelievable. We've been working on it for three years. So an incredible thing happened back in early 2013, and we got gifted an old historic manor in Collingwood. And we got gifted the site, not to own, but to use for 50 years. There was an amazing man called Jeff Harris. He's a businessman and philanthropist here in Melbourne. And he just found out what we were doing, fell in love with our business model and said, I'm going to gift you this building for 50 years. Go and change as many lives as you can change in that building. So we've been raising the funds for years. We designed an incredible youth training academy, and we got the keys last week.
Thanks very much, Rebecca Scott, CEO and co-founder of Street, and looking forward to visiting you in your new home.
I can't wait to have a meal with you. Every person in their lifetime has at least 80 to 80, you know, 5,000 meals, and we'd love you and everyone else to come and share a meal with us. Thanks
and
very much.
Thanks for all the work that you do.
Thanks.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.